With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. It's not often that political leaders get praise from both sides of the aisle. But at California Governor Gavin Newsom's State of the State speech Wednesday, his message on homelessness garnered bipartisan support. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd has this story.
The singular focus of this year's address stands in contrast to Newsom's first State of the State. That speech, shortly after his inauguration, touched on a smattering of topics, from blockchain to the state's aging population. But this year, Newsom zeroed in on a specific set of issues.
The state of California can no longer treat homelessness and housing insecurity as someone else's problem, buried below, you know, other priorities that are much easier to win or better suited for sound bites. It's our responsibility, and it must be the top of our agenda.
California is taking some actions immediately. It's offering hundreds of state-owned properties to local governments, free of charge, to use for short-term housing solutions. Other proposals would take time in negotiations. Newsom's budget includes $700 million to revamp mental health services for low-income Californians. And for all the proposed carrots, Newsom says there will also be sticks. He criticized counties for sitting on over $160 million in unspent funds for behavioral health programs.
We are proposing strict accountability, comprehensive audits, and a do-it-or-lose-it policy to hold local governments responsible for results. Take action, or you're going to lose the new funding.
Democratic leaders in the Assembly and Senate, as expected, voiced support for Newsom's message on homelessness. And so did Republican leaders, including State Senator John Morlach of Orange County.
The governor is moving in the right direction. It's brave, it's courageous, and I'll be there to help him as much as we possibly can.
But he also tempered any disillusions of kumbaya. There may be broad agreement on the need to fix homelessness, but when it comes to solutions, there's always disagreement lurking in the details. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
This month could go on record as the driest February in Sacramento in more than 140 years. Hannah Chandler Cooley is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento.
So if we end up not getting any precipitation this February, then that would be the first time in Sacramento since records began that we had no rain in February.
She says precipitation records go back to 1877. There's currently no rain in the forecast for the next week. The last time Sacramento had rain was on January 26, with about a quarter of an inch. The reason for the dry weather? A persistent high-pressure system over the eastern Pacific. The jet stream is pushing most of the storm systems just north of California to Oregon and Washington. A Southern California man charged with bilking nearly $150 million out of 70,000 investors worldwide through a phony digital currency scheme has agreed to enter a guilty plea to federal charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Stephen Chen of Bradbury agreed Tuesday to plead guilty to conspiracy and tax evasion. He could face up to 10 years in prison. Prosecutors say Chen ran a company out of Arcadia, California, that sold a phony digital currency, supposedly backed by amber and precious gems, from mines the firm owned in several countries. Authorities say the mines didn't exist either. U.S. immigration agents have arrested at least three people at a Northern California courthouse in a move that appeared to flout a new state law requiring a judicial warrant to make immigration arrests inside such facilities. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents made the arrest Tuesday at Sonoma County Superior Court. The action prompted an outcry from officials who say it undermines local authority and deters immigrants who are in the country illegally from participating in the justice system. The arrests came days after the Trump administration said it would escalate immigration enforcement across the country in jurisdictions with sanctuary policies. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.